Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello?
Hello? I've got a really big question. I've not ordered anything.
Alright.
So, I hope there's no money coming out of my bank account, love.
Okay, can you please confirm me when was the last time you do online shopping with eBay?
I never have.
Okay. Alright, so I do believe you want to cancel this transaction which has been made by some other people with the help of your information, right?
What are the items,
son? The items, it should be like iTunes gift card for $299. And we think this is a suspicious purchase because from the past few days we are receiving some unwanted errors and some encrypted files which has been generated into your IP address. Like once you open up your any kind of browser, checking mails, sending mails, receiving emails, that point of time you can see some bad advertisement or bad links comes up on your screen. And unfortunately, once you can touch on your screen on any kind of bad advertisement, that point of time your IP has been mislinked. So,
anything that's been unusual, I've been deleting it straight away. I haven't opened anything, and I haven't pressed on any buttons.
Are you sure?
Absolutely, absolutely sure.
Okay, and did you, we are checking our server, and can you confirm me, do you share any, like, any information outside anyone else from the last few days?
No.
Alright. So we are just working on it. Can you confirm you want to cancel it so that we can protect you and provide you the security and password so that nobody can access to your any kind of information. And also we can provide you the 9-digit cancellation code. Those cancellation codes has been helping you to cancel this transaction and refund your money back. Okay. So if you wish to cancel, then we gonna refund money get back to you as well. $299.
Yes, please.
Alright, first tell me, do you have a cell phone with you, I guess?
Yes, I do,
Okay, and madam, is it possible to let me know that, is it your iPhone or is it your Android mobile?
It's an iPhone, love, but the thing is, there was some parcels stolen from the post with my address and information on there, only yesterday.
Okay. Alright, I can understand your concern. First, what you need to do, madam, you need to first open up your app store. Just take a few minutes, open up your app store.
Yep, here in a minute. I'm not very good at this, so don't be sending me on a bum stair, love.
No problem.
Oh, no, that wasn't it. Hang on. I can't find my app store. Hang on just a second. Yep.
Yeah. Now, once you open up your app store, madam, look at the very right-hand side, bottom corner, you will get to see a search option with a magnifying glass logo. You just give a click on that.
Yep.
And you need to type over there. It should be A-N-Y.
A-N-Y.
After that, B-E. S-K, desk.
D-E-S-K?
Yeah. Now,
D-E-S-K.
Click on...
D-E-S-K?
Yeah,
yep.
It should be any desk. Now, give a click on search.
Yep.
Now, did you see any applications came up which says any desk remote desktop?
Yes.
Okay, just double click on get. And once you double click on get, it's try to install it, right?
Yep.
All Alright, it will be taking some time, okay? Once you can see any open option, just touch on open and open that app. And if you see any 9-digit number, any 9-digit number or any cancellation number comes up on your mobile screen, let me know.
Hang on, let's see if I've got a sign in love.
Sorry?
Let's see if I've got a sign in.
Okay, sign in what? Like signing your Apple ID and password?
Yep.
Okay, put over your own Apple ID and your password. No need to share any single details over the phone call, okay? Because this call is being recorded, just put over there your own information and click on sign in. Then it will be downloading.
Okay, I don't know that I'm using the correct password, love. Hang on a minute. Don't get away from me. I've got to do this because I've actually got no money. So you'd be out of luck anyway. There's no money.
Take your own time, ma'am. No problem. I'll be with you.
Can you believe this? I can't find my Apple password. Oh, this is crazy. What the hell's going on with this world?
You are good mood. Like, can you please confirm it? Did you remember your Apple ID? Or I can
no, I
can't guide? Sorry?
I can't remember it.
Okay, just
settings.
Yeah, go to the settings. There should be a Apple ID and password over there. Go to your settings. Check it properly. Once you open up your settings, just read out for me one by one what you can see. And tell me like...
Yeah, how do I find my password?
Yeah, you just type the new password. Okay, do one thing first. Tell me, apart from this iPhone, do you have any another kind of phone or any tablet or any computer or any other devices which you're using for internet purpose? Apart from this iPhone.
Yeah, I've got a laptop at home, but I'm on my way to work, love. I don't have time for this, to be honest.
Okay. Alright.
What have I done?
This
is driving me a nut. See, I can't password option. Hang on, man. I can't find my password, love.
Okay, what can you see on the screen? Like, once you open up your settings, what you can see?
My settings. You want me to go back to the front, to the beginning?
Yes, you just go back to the... normal screen. Home screen. And open up your settings.
Yep, done that.
Now, what can you see? Just read out for me something.
Just airplane mode, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, mobile, personal, hotspot.
Okay. Okay, just you just do one thing.
What do I do?
Alright, did you open up your settings?
Yes, open.
Okay, just hang on a minute. Alright. Okay, and can you please confirm me, what is the first option you can see over there?
Airplane mode? It's got my name. It's got Andrea Geary, Apple ID, cloud mode.
Okay. Just click on your name. The first option,
yeah.
Click on your name. Once you click on your name, you can see over there password and security, the second option, I guess.
Yes.
Okay, just click on that, and what can you see after that?
it's not wanting to work, love.
See, first of all,
oh,
you can't...
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, but change password.
Yeah, change password. Click on change password.
I have.
Okay. Okay, now... Now put over there your 6-digit passcode, like your iPhone passcode.
6 or 4? It's only 4.
What's any 4? Like, is it asking for any kind of pass, any kind of your passcode?
Yeah, okay, hang on, it's gone to something now. Yeah,
normal, just... Yeah, just click on...
So it wants me to change my password now, so do you want me to do that now?
Yeah, did you see over there, your new page comes up, like the first option, new, enter password, and after that, below that, you can see the verify, re-enter password. Can you see that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So you have to type over there the new password, okay? Just give me some moment.
Yeah.
Okay, you can see over there your password. Your password must be at least 8 characters long. Include a number and uppercase letter.
Yeah.
And a lowercase letter, okay. Alright. So you just pick a piece of paper and pen and make your own password. Okay, there should be written over there, your password must be at least 8 characters long.
Yeah.
Okay. Include a number, an uppercase letter and a lowercase letter.
Yeah.
Type it there, the new option, and after that the same thing, verify option. Once you're done, let me know. Yeah, and remember that password, madam. You can take a piece of paper and pen.
Hang on a minute, I'm just writing it down, love.
No problem. No problem.
Yeah. Hang on. Yeah, done.
Done. Like, okay, like what can you see on your screen?
It just went back to the beginning setting.
Okay, in settings. Did you change your password correctly?
Yeah, it says, it sent me a message.
Okay, open up the message. All right, can you set that password, madam, like before receive any text message? Are you done? Hello? Hello?